around to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shown. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
In the moonlight, my honey, I go.
That shit creepy. It is creepy, but it's a banger though at the same time. I probably shouldn't even have played it that long. But anyways, we here. We here and I got a special show for y'all. Real special show for y'all. And this is for Halloween. It's a special edition. I don't even think I've ever had a Halloween. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. But I had a couple of friends help me create this phenomenal episode. It's all Halloween. It's all horror. But it's black, though. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to hear a couple of questions. Not only that, you are going to hear a couple of scenarios and tough situations here and there. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna see how we're gonna get through it.
I think the first question is, we always talk about how you would be the emotional death. So would you want to know, in this horror movie scenario, would you want to know that you will be the emotional death? So you know that you'll make a connection with the audience, you know you'll make a connection amongst the friends, but you're still going to go. Like, will die. It will just be very emotional for everyone. Would you want to know ahead of time? Or are you cool with just, like, figuring it out later on? Like, oh, man, I'm gone, y'all.
I'm gone.
The second scenario.
Okay.
The second scenario, I'll say, is the classic going on a trip to go link up with some more people. It's you and your college friend that you ain't seen in a minute, and y'all are going to meet up at the Airbnb or whatever with the rest of the group. But when you get there, no one else is there. And it turns out that now you're in this cat and mouse game with the college friend that you grew up with because he brought you out there on purpose to take you out. Like, how would you handle being in that situation? I can't decide if you're in the city or the country for that one. It would make more sense to in the country because that's kind of like the horror film trope.
Okay.
But I'd be curious if you were in the city, like, how would you figure it out? Because you don't have keys no more. Like, you don't know how you're going to get out. You don't know what this part. You don't even know that this person is behind all of this. It's just weird stuff that just keeps happening. Your phone's not working, you can't find the key, can't get out, you try to go to the neighbors, but the whole street is dark.
Damn.
What are you doing next?
Okay.
Okay. Last one.
Here
last
we go.
One. Third scenario.
Third.
You wake up in a room.
I scared.
And you don't recognize the room that you're in. You can't really remember how you got there. But you hear someone coming up the stairs. What are you doing?
The fuck?
I feel like you can go a lot of different ways with a few of these. So I want to hear your thoughts. I can't wait for the episode.
There's only one way to go. Out the motherfucking window. First of all, the emotional death? Yes. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I would want to know ahead of time. I'm gonna tell you why I want to know ahead of time, so I can leave y'all with that tape. Y'all know the tape that I'm talking about. But I feel like I gotta be it because I want to leave y'all like an inspiring message or something, like a way to strategize against the villain. Like I got some inside game, a blueprint or something like that. I want that last video to mean something. Like that's gonna be your go to. You know what I mean? Y'all remember in Scream 2? You know what I'm saying? Randy? Yeah. Yeah, it's like that. It's like that. Niggas was sick. We was sad. Glenn, The Walking Dead. Sad. You know what I'm saying? But at least Randy got to leave a tape behind. Like, hey, I knew, nigga, I wasn't gonna make it. I'm just letting y'all know, nigga. I know the steps. I got the key to success. This is what y'all need to know. I'm not here no more. Yes, I want to know, nigga. I want to know at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Second one. Oh, so the whole college thing, like all of a sudden, AT&T fucking up. Can't use my phone. You would have to make it the woods. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to be able to get away whatever I need to get the fuck away from if I'm in the city. I'm a city boy. So I know the streets. I'm out of there. It's too many. Yeah, I'm out. Now the woods? That's different. That's different and it's dangerous. Oh, it gets ugly out there. Y'all seen Leatherface? That nigga gets active in that type of region shit. He gets active, and you know what I'm saying? So, first of all, I don't have a college classmate or roommate or whatever the fuck that I would just be like, hey, yeah, let's go to this random country or woods area and just me and you. Like, whoa, brother. I don't think I know anybody like that, right? But let's just go along with it, okay? Get there. First of all, it's already creepy because why are we in Montana and it's just two dudes? You know, because we went to college and we was cool, went to a gang of different parties and shit like that. It's already weird. So the fact that I'm going, I'm weird, okay? Because I don't know what this is. And it's the woods, bro. It don't matter which woods you pick. Nigga, you're lost. You got to have a map. You know what the fuck is in the woods? Well, I had no goddamn chance. I'll tell you what. I'm out. I'm just going to go back home. Fuck that nigga. Shit stopped working. Niggas ain't answering their phone. My phone stopped working. I'm going back, bro. I'm getting right back on that plane. Red eye, get me back home. Now, as far as waking up and you not knowing where you at, you this is unfamiliar. And then you hear a nigga coming up the steps. Let me tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna wait. I need to see who they are first. I need to see what it is. First, I gotta see what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, or I might. Wait. I got another one. So I'm gonna open up the window, right? I'm gonna open up the window, but I'm gonna put my shoes. I'm gonna set my shoes up under the bed so to make it look like I'm hiding under the bed, but my feet sticking out, right? Then I'm gonna run and hide behind the door, and then you know whatever come through that motherfucking door is fight or flight after that. If I feel like I could take you, then all right, but if not, nigga, I'm running down those stairs so fast, brother. Okay? That's if they dumb enough to go for the shoe trick. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what I see, I might just jump out the motherfucking window. I'm gonna break his shoulder. Fuck it. I gotta get out of there. Everybody has jumped off the second floor at some point. They either sprained the ankle or they hurt something to where you can't run 100%. Every nigga, and in most of these scary movies, niggas come from that second floor, off that roof, and they gonna break something. They gonna a fibula. They gonna break a fibula. and they can't run as fast as they could. That's what happens, man. I'm telling you, I was there. But I want to thank you, Leah. I want to thank you for sending that through. I want to thank you. That was just beautiful. Just beautiful. What we got next?
What's up, Bailey? You know, it's your girl, Britt.
Britt!
You said...
Yeah.
Questions about Halloween, right?
Yeah.
So I got a couple. And take the first one, however which way you want to run with it, right?
Okay.
Take it how you want to.
Talk
That's
to
what
me.
She said. But how many bodies does Jason have? How many bodies do you think Myers has?
Both of them.
How many bodies do you think Freddy has?
Mm.
Who has the highest body count?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's a good one.
And my next question.
Come on.
Because you know I don't do the scary movie thing, but try to see where your mental is at.
Okay.
What is the perfect beginner movie?
Okay.
Someone who doesn't do scary movies, never watched scary movies. What's your beginner movie level?
Yeah.
Name like two. And for like master, I ain't scared of shit level. What's like the all time, like, oh, if you watch that and you don't flinch, like you ain't scared of shit movie. Mm. Just wondering.
All right. First and foremost, thank you, Britt. Thank you, Britt. We're going to do the body count, right? So, yeah, I actually got the body count. So the body count goes as this. Jason is in his first place right now. Okay. Well, let's start from the bottom. We got Pinhead, Hellraiser. He has roughly 35. Just lower than Ghostface. We're going to get to that. So he has 35 bodies on him, right? That's hard to believe. Look, next up, Leatherface got 31. That's crazy. He only got 31 bodies. That's crazy. Ghostface is at 35 plus, right? 35 plus. And then we got Freddy. Now we get into the top three of all time. We're talking about the MJs, the Kobe's, and the LeBron's, right? And we got Freddy at 48. Plus, I think 48 plus, but Freddy's at 48, and then we go to Mike, we go to Double M. Y'all go from MJ to Double M, Mr. Mike Myers. He's around 160 plus, 160, and then you got Jason, like I said earlier, a whopping over 200. You know what I'm saying? With 151 on screen. So they saying that nigga was doing dirt, you know, behind the scenes. Like, the nigga got 200 plus bodies, right? That's Jason Voorhees. You know what I'm saying? So that is what that is. Great question. Second question. The perfect beginner, right? So the perfect beginner movie or show, probably Thriller. Start off with Thriller. You're gonna feel safe initially because it's Michael Jackson. But then that mini movie, it really was something crazy, though. Especially when that nigga turned into a zombie. Fuck, turning into a wolf. Like, it was ugly when he was transforming into the wolf. But when that nigga was that green shit, when he looked like he really needed something to eat, he'd been starving. That's when I was like, what the fuck is that? Scared the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? That was the beginning stages, along with shit like, all right, so you got the Thriller video. Oh, also it depends on the era. Cause now I'm gonna say Stranger Things. Stranger Things is a great one, you know, cause it got a lot of drama in there too, you know, for you to grasp on. You know what I'm saying? So it's just not, you know, it's like a teen horror hybrid. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't too scary, but it's scary enough. But I think a lot of it has to do with the whole, you know, I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give it away. But no, this is a pretty good starter. You know what I'm saying? Goosebumps. You know what I'm saying? Goosebumps is a good one. Remember, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Snick at Night. You know what I'm saying? Eerie Indiana. You know? Start off with something like that. Something about Goosebumps, like I said, man. That's a good one. That's a good one right there. Now, when you talk about niggas that like put hot sauce on their burrito, baby, huh? When we talk about that, some real like boogeyman scary shit though. Again, it all depends on the era. Because look, you gotta understand them niggas that was you know, that came out in that was born before the 80s. You know, these niggas, Exorcist was it shook them niggas up. You know what I'm saying? But for my era. I was born in 82. Nigga, that's Freddie. Out the gate, that nigga Freddie shook shit up, my nigga. Freddie might be Allen Iverson. Huh? Right? No. Do you think Freddie is a Kobe? Or do you think Freddie is an Iverson? Cause the impact is there. The impact is there. You know what I'm saying? But that's who niggas was really scared of. You know what I'm saying? I think Ghostface is another one of those. Like Scream, you might want to stay that, like that's the heavy hitters, right? Because there's a lot of shock value. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of, you know, they say Hereditary is one of them ones. You know what I'm saying? Paranormal for me, I forgot which one it was. I want to say it was like Paranormal 4, whichever one Toby was a part of. With the cute ass wife. Yeah. That one was shaking. That type of shit right there. Having niggas shook. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and then I think the new boogeyman, the new face of the boogeyman is. Me and Drake talks about it, man. A black phone. Black phone might be one of them. Ethan Hawke, man. Black. It might be one of them ones. He might be. That's all I'm saying. I think. I don't know. Let's keep it rolling, though.
Man, my bad, bro. I was thinking about it today. I like fuck. I went to sleep early last night. These past couple of days been a bitch. Scary movie scenarios. I think there's, I love the one about the zombies. When it comes down to it, would you really want to survive the zombie apocalypse? And who would be your crew? Who would you bring with you? You know, give me 6 people you want to roll with you in the zombie apocalypse to survive. You know, that's what I want to know. So that's one. If the zombie apocalypse here, there are 6 people that will be part of your crew.
Okay. I broke this down. I broke this down. Zombie apocalypse. I would want to survive so I can be the sacrificial emotional death. Like how Glenn died on The Walking Dead or like Randy and Scream, like I said. Look, the 6 people that I'm going to pick, you got to hear me out. Usain Bolt, LeBron James, Marcy, James Harrison, and Jason Voorhees. Y'all didn't say I couldn't pick another. You didn't say I couldn't pick a villain. You didn't say that. That's all I'm saying. You didn't say that. So that's what I got. I'm going to need niggas who run fast. I'm going to need LeBron for the chest pass. Because you know what we're going to do. We're throwing it at people's faces. I need Marcy because I got to have sex. Yeah. That's basically what I'm talking about.
All right. My second question is, if you was the boogeyman.
Oh.
If you was the bad guy.
Shut up.
How successful do you think you'll be? like, and like, what would be a, like, what would you want your power to be? And what type, and like, you got to tell me, would you want to be in a city? Would you want to be a little small town or whatever? Would you want to be on a college dorm? Like, what would you go after? You, like, you got to get, what's your origin story? Tell me, if you was a boogeyman, Boogeyman Baylor, what would that look like? And who would be your big, like, you got to give me, like, why are you coming for these people, too? Like, would you want to be, like, you know, Ghostface, to have just a crew and or, and just be real? Or you want to be, like, the Grabber or something of that nature? Any kind of weird hood game mess with kids. But all in all being said, that's the, what would be your boogeyman backstory?
I'm glad you asked, my nigga. What? Hey, I would be called the Catalog. Let me tell you why, Drake. They're going to call me the Catalog. I'm an inspired Myers and Ghostface boogeyman with Leatherface strength and Jason's agenda, nigga. I go after gender war, red pill women who don't like Cheesecake Factory. What? I'm called the Catalog. I am the baby that was created by Jason, Michael Myers, Freddy, Chucky, Pinhead, Ghostface, Leatherface. Like, I am an accumulation of all these things. I shift into each one. I am the Catalog, nigga. I get to choose on the spot how to kill you with who I want to be. Like, right then and there. That's crazy. That's crazy right there. The Catalog, my nigga. I don't take that from me. Don't take that from me. These are great questions, by the way. Phenomenal questions, by the way. What? What? Thank you.
All right. Y'all already know who this is. Y'all know whose throat this is. This is for Baylor's Thriller episode. All right. So my first question is, what if the woman in the yard was a comedy instead of a thriller? And the comedy was basically a black version of a Karen that always be at people's houses complaining about dumb shit. And I guess, compared to the actual movie that's supposed to be like a thriller, is like a parody. Do you think people will watch it? Okay. That's my first question.
What kind of edible are you off, Sister Shan? Huh? What in the tire? Yes, we already have. It's called Tyler Perry. We have that already. That's what that is. Huh? That's what that is. A cult, a heritage. Yeah, you know what it is? Hey, we would, our story would start with slavery. It would be an uprise. That's what it would be. If it was flipped around, it would be that. Like, the rebellion would be crazy. It would be historic.
My second question is, what horror film that's a black horror film should they do a new version of with new actors? Is it one, Tales from the Hood? Is it two, The Leprechaun Goes to the Hood? Or is it three, what would be three? What's a black horror film? I want to say they should make Thriller MJ's video into like a movie, but I don't think we have that good of a actor group that could dance, act, and that makeup team. I don't think any production movie set would want to take that on, but I would watch it. Okay, my third one's coming up. Hold on.
Wait. What did she say? Run that shit back in.
My second question is, what horror film that's a black horror?
Oh, okay. I got it. That would be... I would say Tales from the Hood, because you can make multiple chapters of that, right? That Leprechaun in the Hood bullshit, that shit was terrible. That was just, what the fuck? That was terrible, all right? But a revamped Thriller, I'm there for that. Give me maybe The Weeknd or SZA, or we do want to, flip the story and just make it a woman or whatever. I say SZA. Hell yeah. SZA. In a Thriller revamp, or The Weeknd, because I already consider him the toxic Michael Jackson anyway, right? So yeah, I would say Tales from the Hood, Tales from the Hood by far, it's not even close. All right, what else? What we got?
Hopefully you watch this. Drake, this ain't for you. This is for Baylor. Damn. I know you watch this, but what would be the black version of Hereditary for our culture? Like, if we had to go down the line in our family and being a part of a cult... for our culture, what would be our version of Hereditary? Because that was a good movie. I wouldn't mind a Hereditary 2. Sidebar, I am really pissed off that they made a whole show about Derry when we've already seen enough It. Can we move on? Please! Shit! But thank you. Those are my questions. I hope you have a great episode. Everybody, for Halloween, please be mindful. Drive slow. Drive slow, homie. Drive slow. Check that kid, them kids' candy. Separate your chocolates and your sours and your gummies. And do not mix any mint candy in the candy jar with others, okay? Mint is going to make everything taste and smell like mint. What else I want to say? If you're going to do a costume, do it justice, okay? Me personally, I think I'm just going to wear a mask this year because I have to leave work early to go trick-or-treating with the girls. Either way, enjoy yourselves. Have a good time. Appreciate the people that actually went out and bought that $22 bag of candy to give out to complete strangers. Appreciate the people who bought that 30 bag of candy to give out to strangers. Watch out for the little kids. Don't be rude. And don't be double dipping your hands in there and say thank you. Okay? Don't let your kids be rude. All right, I'm done.
God damn it, Shan. I gotta play this shit over.
Hopefully you watch this.
Okay, so the Hereditary thing. I haven't seen Hereditary, but if I could answer, if I could still answer your question, I guess the best way I can, I would say our origin story would be the Black Panther. I don't know if that makes sense, but I feel like it does. What was the next thing?
Drake. Yeah. Sidebar. I am really pissed off.
Oh, that. So look, I'm not a fan of great franchises turning into TV shows, because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's the purpose? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel like it makes sense. You know, I'm gonna watch it like when, if I get bored. But no, I'm not. I'm kind of with you. I'm not, and I love it. I love Pennywise. I love it. No, I think they have. Yeah, so many movies that could be done with this guy in different eras. You know what I'm saying? Different coasts, different regions. It could go. But I'm not a fan of, like, you know, Scream or like Friday the 13th having a TV show. Like, what the fuck, bro? That's corny. It's corny to me. Keep it with the movies. These were some great questions, though. Great questions. But I'm going to just tell you like this, Leah. Hey, motherfucker come up that stairs. Chest pass to the face, nigga. I'm out of there, bro. Like, what is you? I don't know, but I'm out. I might not even take a look and see what it is. I might give you about 2-3 steps inside that door, and I'm out, nigga. And if I feel like you too smart to know that I'm behind the door, nigga, I'm jumping off that second floor, nigga, breaking my shoulder blade. Collarbone gone, nigga. But I'm out. Because whatever you is not about to catch me. That's a fact, Leah. You can come up them stairs if you want to. Come up them stairs if you want to. I'm out. We're not about to kick it. No. You're a danger. Okay? Fuck out of here, man. Hey, I watched too many scary movies to get caught. Okay? About to run my ass outside in the middle of the street. Middle of the motherfucking street. And then look, in a purge, right? Purge. That's a cold. Let me tell you something about the purge, man. You got the opportunity to just chip off anybody that you want. You got to board up the house. You got to protect the fort. It's going to get crazy out there. And niggas got to go back to work the next day like nothing happened. Like Bob from accounting is dead. And one of you niggas here killed him. And now we're going to wait next year because the niggas going to try to get what? Whoever came up with that kind of, whoever was high and thought about the purge, my nigga. It's crazy out here. Hey, man, at the time of this recording, nigga, my Dodgers is like in the 18th inning. My God. Yeah, not my God.